is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I'll be your selector and host this evening. This is Neighborhood Love Radio. We are the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com. I come to you this Sunday, as I do every Sunday, bringing soul, funk, reggae, roots. Tonight, it is my honor, my pleasure to welcome Ian and Kelly from the band Monophonics. What's up, guys?
Hello. Hey. Glad to be here.
And it took a little doing to get you in here, and I'm really glad you made it. Monophonics, psychedelic funk with elements of some old school soul and a little bit of rock here and there. I'm going to play some tunes later, so loved ones, you can see what I mean. But first up, I got Sean Lee featuring the legendary Durando, Stay Away From Me. Please enjoy.
Come over here, brother. Can you give me a ride down the 40th Street of Maine? This woman is just about to drive me insane. Oh, Lord. Instead of lying to me, you should have been lying next to me. Instead of screaming at me, you should have been screaming in ecstasy. I always was a fool for the way you played me cool, baby. The way you taught me, girl, like a student in your school, sugar. Be real. Always was a clown when your circus came to town.
Yes, that was Alliance featuring Noel Skaggs. Think about it. Originally done by Lynn Collins. That was the Lions from Los Angeles. Next up, I got brand new music from Quantic, and I hope I don't butcher her name. Anita Tiju, Entre Rejas. Brand new music.
Te fuiste en la media volada. Tú eres un sinvergüenza. Me has olvidado, me has engañado. Hoy que me encuentro aquí entre rejas. Cuando me cuentas tus aventuras con otras nenas en el hogar. Yo no lo creo ni lo creeré. Me es imposible que eso sea cierto. Si tú lo has hecho, mejor te vas. Porque si salgo, te va a pesar. Guíndame del palo al Petra, pa' que no seas sinvergüenza. Guíndame del palo al Petra, pa' que no seas sinvergüenza. Cuando yo me enamoré de ti, yo no pensaba que eras así, nene. Guíndame del palo al Petra, pa' que no seas sinvergüenza. Eres tan feo y coqueto, vacila más que mi orquesta, nene. Guíndame del palo al Petra, oh, oh, pa' que no seas sinvergüenza, oh, oh. Oye, tú eres un sinvergüenza, un descarado. Oye, pero ¿pa' qué, bo? No me mires así, no me mires así, no me mires así.
If I butcher her name. That's from the latest single we were just talking about a little bit. That's the single's called That Thing, where she covers that that great doo-wop tune by Lauryn Hill. Anyway, that's the flip side. Entre Rejas on the True Thoughts, Quantic's True Thoughts label. Prior to that, we heard The Lions from Los Angeles featuring Noel Skaggs with a tune originally done by Lynn Collins. The Lions got a pretty good website. You should check it out, www.thelionsreggae.com, and learn a little bit more about their merchandising, upcoming shows. Those guys are always busy, so They're on the that album was on the Ubiquity label. Also on the Ubiquity label was the first tune we heard, Sean Lee, Stay Away From Me, featuring the legendary Bay Area artist Durando, rest in peace. That was from the Soul in the Hole record, as I mentioned, on the Ubiquity label. Hey, you guys are playing with Sean Lee pretty soon, right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. And that's up in San Francisco, your hometown, right?
Yeah, Independent on Valent, or to Visit Arrow.
Yeah. Yeah, September 28th.
Yeah. Is it, what's it like, what's a comparison San Francisco versus, well, let me put it this way. Obviously your home turf is just going to be, through the roof. What are some of your favorite places to play?
We do the Independent. We've also done Great American Music Hall, which is beautiful, beautiful place. We came up playing the Boom Boom Room, which is a legendary blues club, blues and roots music club. Yeah. So,
Monophonics, originally established about 2005. Do I have that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what was it like in the beginning stages? Did you kind of know what... you have a pretty clear vision about what you wanted to do, or were you kind of all over the map? Walk us through it.
I think, you know, we started as an instrumental band, and we had a sound that we all agreed on as far as, you know, we liked soul music and funk and, you know, all the offshoots of that genre. Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of, it's developed over the years and it's morphed into what we really feel like is our true sound.
Yeah. It's your latest record, I blanked on it, In Your Brain.
Yep.
It's a really... Now, I don't really know you guys. It's not like I followed you guys for the last, you know, since 2005. Thanks to our mutual friend, Gino. He turned me on to you guys about a year and a half ago.
Mean Gene.
And, but it's a really... You can just tell it's a very self-actualized recording. You know what I mean? You guys, it's intentional. There's a lot of intent in there.
Yeah.
And
I like to hear you hear that, because that was there was most definitely some blueprint involved in certain songs and the way we wanted to, you know, present them.
But also, I mean, lyrically and just if I could kiss a little bit of ass, Kelly. Kelly's a singer, keyboard player. It's like you think about each and every word, the inflection, you know, it comes together a building block for a sound. I don't know. That's what I get anyway.
I appreciate that. Yeah. And I do try and be as not too precious, but as thoughtful as possible. And sometimes I think the thing that happens with songwriters is they want to be so clever and reinvent whatever process goes into writing songs. And it's kind of like, why? Yeah. There's so many things that people just went, well, this works.
Now you specifically, Kelly, is this something, is this music you grew up on?
Both did. I think a lot of the guys in the band really grew up around families that embraced, live music, not only sitting at home and listening to records, but going out and seeing live music and experiencing that feeling you get. And it rubbed off big time. Yeah, me and Ian both grew up, and other guys in the band, around most definitely parents and family members that loved music. So
that's awesome. What are some of your early music memories, both of you guys? Like, does anybody stand out? I'm talking about like early teens or that kind of period.
I'd say my first big concert, and I'm always excited to say this, I was 10 or 11, and I saw Pink Floyd at the Oakland Arena, and that was the first time I was like, you know, big production, lasers, lights, everything, where it was like, this is an event, you
that's
know?
Awesome,
was,
yeah.
So I always, that's always stands out as my memory, is like a pretty epic show.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Kel?
My dad's a musician, so I kind of just came up around a lot of music. I guess it'd probably be him playing music around the house.
Oh, shit. All right. That's pretty
cool.
It's
like waking up and to, you know, your hollering father in a good way.
Yeah. I credit my dad as well. Now, he wasn't a musician, but there was definitely good music around the house. Starting about 10 or so. And at the time for him, it was all about like Joe Jackson, The Clash. you know, Tom Petty, early Tom Petty stuff. Yeah. And it was all, I mean, although some of it was pretty commercial, that was a good era in music where some of the commercial stuff was really good and original.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And then, so thanks, Dad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. With three of us, we have that in common where, you know, we're most definitely, our fathers played a big role in where we're at and our relationship with music today.
I do have to, if I interject a personal note, I do have to credit my mom as well, because actually the first time I knew I wanted to play music, we were at actually a church. It was a Christian rock band. You could believe that?
Cool.
But that was the first time I remember seeing live music and hearing that kick drum and that bass just kind of, I was sitting in the chair and how it just kind of goes right up your spine and you feel it right in the under your gut. And I just knew right then and there that I wanted to play music and stuff. So thanks, Mom. I don't want to leave you out.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you guys are headed out. Let's see. We got the Sean Lee gig in San Francisco at the end of the month, the 29th, right?
28th.
28th. I'm sorry about that. And we played a little bit of Sean Lee earlier in the set.
Love Sean.
Yeah. You're also at Vegas this week, Monday, I believe.
Technically, it's Tuesday morning. We start at midnight Monday, so technically Tuesday.
Now, I was at your show at the Mint. Friday, and I could tell you, I noticed that there was a lot of females in the front row, and every single one of them was moving. So
it's not a bad thing, right?
No, not at all. So as a special service to my listeners, why don't you, if any of these ladies are here and they happen to find you all sexually attractive, can you list the single members of the Monophonics?
I think it's really only myself. Ian,
so right, you got to take it for the team.
I'll do my best.
Okay. Excellent. Where's the best place? Now, I know people could go to the Ubiquity site and preview and download the In Your Brain record. As far as like additional information, shows coming up, would it be the Facebook page or is there another source?
Facebook or monophonics.com, I would say would be the two quickest ways to keep up with us or see what's going on day to day. It's obviously more of a Facebook thing, but if you just want to see what's going on in the next few weeks, check out the site.
You guys play a lot. And
well, we do. We're trying to, we do stay busy. Mm-hmm. We're trying to hone it in a little bit and not be as busy in the sense of just having to drive all around the country. We're trying to make it a little easier and painless.
Loved ones, I highly recommend going to check out Monophonics. Not only listening to their music, I mean, it is good. I do know some similar genre bands that sound better in the studio than they do on stage, and also vice versa. I've seen it both. And you guys transcend both aspects of that craft. And
thank you.
How much writing would you guys say that you do, like on the road, on the stage, like where you kind of
enough?
Would you say the live playing, like the music kind of, obviously you're going to improvise and kind of jam out on different things, but as far as new material that has yet to be recorded, is any of that originate on the stage?
I think our process is, especially as for the last album, we've kind of just got together with a plan to just write music. You know, we'll sit and listen to some records, just get inspired and get in the moment and everything, and just kind of come on the spot and really try to create something that's fresh and that happens, you know, in the moment, and we can just record it right away. And we're fortunate enough to have our own studio and have a place where we're not on the clock or you know, it's not so time,
you're free to create. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, we can play all night if we want. So it's really a luxury that we have right now. So
That's awesome.
No, I would agree. I would most definitely say, and with today's technology, I do know, you know, there's been occurrences where we might jam out and, oh, that's cool. You record it on your phone and maybe you'll revisit it 2 months later in the studio. But
yeah,
most of the time, it's
but
like
you guys are pretty
said.
Progressive creatively, so.
Well, yeah, like, you know, we try and you know how it goes, brother.
Hey, let's hear a little bit of the Monophonics. Sure as Funky is the name of this tune off the In Your Brain record. Thanks.
Trust that you be, my days are consumed by thoughts of you. Can't get you off my brain, no matter what I do.
Deception, also from the Monophonics, and started off with Sure's Funky by the Monophonics. Yeah, who, coincidentally, I got a couple of guys from the Monophonics in the studio right now. Love it, dude. I love that whole record.
Thank
and
you.
It was
Thank
really
you.
Difficult to pick out three tunes because they're all fucking strong. You know?
Thank you.
It's not, there's no brown spots in that lawn.
Cool,
you know what
man.
I mean? Yeah.
We really tried. I mean, me and Ian produced the record, and we spent a lot of time, you know. Like
yeah.
you said, like, there was most definitely some thought-out things, you know.
I like the recent sort of turn in a lot of bands to kind of go back to original sounds, original equipment, mm-hmm. and techniques. And, I mean, it can be... It's just got to be overwhelming in this technological age. It must be really kind of nice to kind of take a step back and see how these original sounds were created and try to reproduce them. And sounds fun.
Totally.
Yeah, actually.
It really is. Yeah. And we like to use technology to our advantage, but we also like to make the process organic and simple, and it's just the, just like kind of everything else, the way records have started to be made, it's just kind of, you know, it's like put a mic on everything, put multiple on this, see, and it's, there's kind of just this, there's no gut check, you know what I mean? It's like we, I was talking about before, Sean Lee, it's like just trusting yourself and your musical instincts instead of, you know, overthinking and a lot of BS.
What's next?
We just produced and wrote and recorded a record for a French artist. His name is Ben Leon Clay-Soul. He's out of Paris, a great singer, sings in French and English. Big star in France as far, you know, as far as his, you know.
Yeah, he's very popular music. Over there. He's not really known over here, but over there he's... He's a household name, you know.
Okay. He's been on Jules Holland and big shows and TV.
And TV pair. You know, he's like, it's just a different, I mean, you know, there's so many, us traveling over to Europe, we've just realized that there's such a big musical community that a lot of Americans don't know about because it's just their culture, you know.
No, I mean, this may be a, I think a lot of people were very aware of him over here, but for some reason, I had never heard of the of the quote unquote neo soul artist Omar until very recently. Mm-hmm. And I heard some tune, I liked it, and I went back and like, this dude's got a fucking huge catalog. Mm-hmm. And not only that, he's worked with this artist, with this other artist, with this other artist. You know, names.
Totally. For sure.
And I'm like, how come I never heard of this dude before? And it's a recent discovery by me, anyway. And apparently he's overseas he's very well known.
Yeah, you
know, but maybe not necessarily in the States.
Yeah, so that's kind of what we did. We, you know, befriended him, and you know, we were like, hey, come to our studio, come record in San Francisco, just kind of as a long shot.
And well, he wanted the sound of In Your Brain. He was a fan and came and saw us in Paris and said, you know, I want this sound, you know, I like what you guys do. And we said the best way to do that is come to our turf.
and so you guys are, forgive me if I'm not clear on this, you guys are playing, like backing him up?
Or? Yes.
Oh, yeah, me and Ian produced it with Ben, and we engineered it, and a lot of songs were written by, you know, Ian. And
the band is the basically band. Playing.
Yeah, it's a collaborative effort, you know, but it's a Ben Leon Clay-Soul record. But it's a very, very much collaborative.
And would one go to, let's say, monophonics.com to look up that project?
That's actually not out yet.
It's, yeah, not
we
until
are
next year.
In the process of
in the next
like,
year, okay.
Finishing it. It'll be in 2014.
Okay. Yeah, early winter.
But
2014.
We will be pushing it, and you'll be able to find it.
Yeah, for sure. Sure.
But Love One said, that does bring me to monophonics.com. If you liked one or all of the tunes I just played, and you want to find out more about live dates and other recordings, please check out monophonics.com.
And you can pick up the record In Your Brain, LP and CD. And the LP comes with a free download, so that's always a bonus.
A-track?
You get it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on that.
Okay.
Tape, cassette,
A-track. Do you know
A-track,
what someone
reel,
with a player?
Well, since we're taking a step back in technology.
I like that.
Yeah. Exclusively on reel-to-reel.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
What's next as far as, I think we already covered that. You guys play in Vegas this week and then San Francisco at the end of the month.
And then we're going to head out to France and start touring with Ben.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, so
that's
we're
awesome.
Going to be backing him up and going to get to do a few, you know, monophonics tunes and it's going to be fun.
How do you guys, since you guys tour so heavily, how do you handle not being big fat blobs?
We are. If you saw pictures of us 3 years ago, you're like, see, that's why you don't go on the road. People age faster and get bigger.
Yeah.
It's a struggle to when you tour, to, you know, figure something out to stay.
It's road food and booze.
Yeah,
and,
exactly. It's definitely a lifestyle that's...
It's always funny, though. We said, and this is just true, and I'm not trying to be cold or anything, but if someone of the country was a little more on board with some of the more West Coast habits... I mean, you just get to certain areas where it's like, you can't find a salad that isn't just water, iceberg. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, it's there's still places that they haven't caught on to, like, new nutrients and stuff.
I gotcha. One of those places might be upcoming in October, man, is I'm really excited about this, the Taste of Soul Festival. It goes down in Crenshaw, right by MLK. And man, it's just they close off all big spot on Crenshaw. And it's just all vendors, and man, that Southern shit, I love it.
When's that going on?
That's October. I want to say 17th, 19th.
October. Say it again.
19th, maybe.
What's it called though?
Taste of Soul, LA.
Cool.
They have other ones elsewhere in the country, but I went last year, and man, it was. I got full, and I still ordered more just to take home, like barbecue, peach cobbler.
Yeah.
But all that stuff, man. I love greens. I love all that shit.
Well, that's so one of good. The best things about mm-hmm. our job is we get to go to cool places where there's just certain foods that you're just like, oh, I've been waiting to, mm-hmm. you know. It's like we get to Memphis and we hit the barbecue. And
yeah. Oh, El DeBarge played last year too.
Nice.
Oh man, you can't beat that.
And I heard Stevie Wonder was there. I didn't see him. I don't know if he performed or he like jumped on. I'm not really sure.
He was just there to eat.
It could be. Yeah. Following his nose. Man, I never seen Stevie Wonder though. That would have been pretty
cool. Dude, I would bow to that man.
Yeah. When I used to load gear, I was one of those guys who loaded gear all the time, you know, in the trucks and stuff. And I finished up a job at night one time, and I got a call the early next morning and said, hey, we need you over in Burbank. And I'm like, oh, I'm dead tired. I don't know what it's over at Stevie Wonderland, like one of his lockout places. I'm like, I'm there. And like, I jumped up like a fireman. And I rushed over there, and he wasn't there. It was just like one of his crew guys, some old timer, some old white skinny guy.
Yeah.
Just years in the business, and he wasn't there, and I was really bummed out about that. Taste of Soul LA is Saturday, October 19th on Crenshaw Boulevard, and it's an all-day affair. And thanks, Jeremy. And
I would love to go to that.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely be there. And,
I'm jealous.
I'll be the guy with the big backpack full of to-go cartons.
And the bib.
Yes. Let's talk about barbecue then. Southern Texas?
He's a vegetarian. Oh. But I'll talk about some barbecue.
What's your favorite kind of... You spend time in the San Fernando Valley occasionally, right?
I do. Sorry to cut you off. Born and raised.
One of my favorite joints is a Texas joint over there on Van Nuys Boulevard. It's called Smoke City. Right?
I haven't checked it out yet. You know, yeah. I haven't been around here for a while. Is it newer?
Ish, okay. A couple years, and okay. They got two people in the pit there. You know, they're the type of guys they get the smokers ready the night before and all that stuff. It's really some of the best stuff I had in a long time.
Okay,
and one of the pit guys is Joe Doherty, who sing. If you remember that band Jughead's Revenge,
yeah,
it's that guy, and you just walk in there, and man, he's all, hey, what's up? You know, he's got a gravelly voice, and he just fucking carves out all your shit and puts it on some butcher paper, and it's. Awesome.
So wait, we can say shit?
Yeah,
this
the
whole
internet.
Time I could have been cussing.
Yeah.
God.
Do you need to catch up and throw a few out
no.
there?
No.
Yeah.
I should have known.
It's the internet, man.
But I will say, if you do, I mean, there's a lot of good barbecue places around, but one of my favorite places is in Memphis, and it's called the Barbecue Shop.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like something I mean, there's a lot of discussion. Like, you go to Austin or Memphis or. You know, anywhere in Texas, Carolina, like everybody's got their favorite place, but
yeah,
I like the barbecue shop.
How great that we live in a country where you don't have to choose.
Man.
You can just
especially
enjoy it.
Barbecue.
All. Yeah. So Ian, you're a vegetarian. Like what do you
sort of.
I was going to say, like he's not straight.
Being on the road, it's.
What kind of stuff do you enjoy then? Like when you're on the road?
You know, I mean, it's. As we tour and we keep going back to different places, you start to find the place that you like. Like you said, you know, the barbecue spot.
Oh,
there's a Thai place
Tom
in Seattle.
Seattle.
Is
best Thai food in the country, in my opinion. Yeah. Literally.
Oh, yeah. And
Thai Tom.
Every time we're there, we're like, we have to go.
We rode like a bus and a train for 40 minutes last time because we were staying by the airport. Mm-hmm. And we
it's
had
the
to
same
get,
thing, too, where we go and you get... Something to eat there and something to go. It's so good.
Yeah, no. And you go.
Yeah.
I want to say this for tomorrow. Yeah. And by midnight, you're like, okay.
That place is Seattle to you.
Yeah, on University.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
You guys want to stick around? Hear a little bit more music?
Sure.
Cool. I got some stuff loaded up. I got Alton Ellis, the godfather of Rocksteady with Mouth of Massey. I got that from the reggae anthology. He's a Trojan artist, Trojan Records. Also another Trojan artist, Pat Roden. He's got a cover, Living in the City, by the aforementioned Stevie Wonder. But first up, Alton Ellis. Enjoy.
It doesn't matter at all, whether you're big or small. Oh, oh, no, it doesn't matter. We'll be right back.
Really can't beat that. Charles Bradley and the Manhattan Street Band, The World is Going Up in Flames. I guess there's a personal family tragedy that song is written about.
Yeah.
And what a great overall story that guy Charles Bradley has. And
amazing.
Yeah, I wish we had more show to talk about it. Anyway, he's on the Daptone label. You can check out, I got that out for the Daptone Gold collection. But also his LP is called No Time for Dreaming.
And he's got a new LP too that's really good.
He does, yeah.
Not to butt in.
But. No, it's going. And he's another guy who's been playing all the time too. So, anyway, Ian, Kelly, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure, Johnny.
Great guest. Ian and Kelly are in a band called Monophonics. Their latest record is called In Your Brain. And sort of self-produced and recorded. And you could get that if you visit their website, monophonics.com, and learn about some upcoming shows. Wherever you're listening to me from now, chances are pretty good they're coming out either your way or very close to you. So check out their website. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
And thank you, loved ones. This is Neighborhood Love Radio, the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com. Thanks, loved ones.
To Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row app on your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Many have tried to replicate, many have tried to imitate, but there's only one true underground show. You have called it the real deal in underground extreme music. The Jimmy Cab's Very Manic Show, only on Skid Row Studios every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Skid Row Studios.
Hello, I'm Chris Cahill, host of Psychic Every Day on SkidRowStudios.com. I come to you live on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock Pacific Time with a show about being psychic and all things psychic. You can call in during the show to get a reading. The number is 1-800-893-9562. And that is at www.skidrowstudios.com. You can also find Psychic Every Day as a free downloadable podcast on iTunes.